What are some of the things that you want to be doing and would want to contribute to this website, The Raven?
Well, I think that our community, and I agree with you, the lexicon is critical, and we have to begin having a common one globally. And the way I view community is that it forms around uncoerced work, not jobs, not system-sanctioned activities, but self-created activities that uses our creativity and our imagination to address common problems. And so these communities spring up as we work together freely. So for instance, someone asked me, what could folks whose PG&E is about to be turned off, what could they do? The things we're talking about here, how could that help them? And I think that if a larger vision is talked about, then everything we do gets infused with an energy that isn't there absent the communal working on it together. So it is a kind of a, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the children's story, Stone Soup. It's an old one. I think it was written in the 40s. It's an Eastern European tale, I think. But it's basically about how communal sharing overcomes fear. Soldiers decommissioned, I believe, were approaching a village. And it's very much like the situation, it's similar to the Seven Samurai, where any soldiers who come immediately create fear for obvious reasons. And so everyone hid their food, much like in Seven Samurai. And soldiers of good heart and not there to do harm, and knew, like the Seven Samurai, that they had to find a way to soothe the fear and create good fellowship. And it is, in fact, around working together, feeding ourselves together, that that happens. And so in the story Stone Soup, one of the soldiers says, well, if there's no food, perhaps we can make stone soup. And one of the villagers says, well, what's that? He says, well, all we need is water and some stones. And so the villager said, okay. So they found, you know, some smooth stones, put them in water, started it boiling. And then one of the soldiers tasted it and said, it's really good, but imagine if we had an onion. Oh, I wish we had an onion. And of course, someone had an onion. And it goes along like that, where each person has something they can bring to solving the problem of how do we feed ourselves. And that's essentially what all problems boil in this system, because they've made scarcity the underlying, this myth of scarcity, the underlying assumption and premise of our existence. We have to hustle to live is the story, the old story they tell us. So as we begin to help each other, community forms, but we have to, I think, tie that to a larger vision for us to not get discouraged when it gets dismantled. And so in terms of what I might want to do, the possibilities are endless. Folks who are familiar with the website know that I'm hoping that the Talking Tree, and please download it and share it widely, the audiobook that D-Way did, it's in many ways a story for adults more than children. As someone told me on the street, well, all good children's books are more for adults than children. And I realized, I thought about it, yeah, she's right. And in the acknowledgement in there, I mentioned that I'm hoping it would seed a project to create a self-sufficiency project for low-income youth. Now, things like that are already happening, but they're not tied to a vision of a very different world.